Welcome, everybody, to On the Plus Side, a Disney podcast. I am so excited, as I'm sure all of you are, because today, Disney Plus is now accessible, as long as you can get to it. So, of course, everybody, I mean, come on. You had to have known, once Disney Plus went live, that millions upon millions upon tens of millions upon hundreds of millions of people maybe were trying to get on at the same time. So I did see this hashtag going around on Twitter saying Disney Plus fail, because apparently a lot of people were having problems getting in to their Disney Plus when it first launched. Now, I was lucky. I did not have any problems, been able to get on it. I went to work. My wife said at one point during the day when her and my middle child, our middle child, were watching something, they experienced some issues. But for the most part, everything's been running smooth for us all day. So, you know, I think that's just part of it. Sometimes that's going to happen when so many people are excited about a brand new thing. Again, you guys maybe know me from the Daily Fortnite podcast. Over there, you know, when we get big updates and things, people, again, same type of thing, millions upon millions of people try to get on and play at the same time. And yeah, sometimes that causes some issues and you're not able to do what you want to do when you want to do it. You have to wait for things to slow down, calm down, and even out a little bit. But, you know, once you finally got in, I bet you found that it was worth the wait because, wow, so many great things to get into right away, right when you open this. You know what? Let's take a little break. After that, I'll come back and I'll talk about some of the things that we started watching today and some of the things I plan on watching with my family, you know, within the next few days, you know, this first week that we're going to have with the new Disney Plus. All right, so let's talk about what my family is watching so far. So what we were watching today, my wife watched with my two youngest children today. They watched The Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad, and they also watched Robin Hood. So just right there, a couple of classics that you're able to watch right away. You know, as soon as you open this, it's available. It's at your fingertips. It's, you know, a push of a button on your controller. It is so cool. I am so excited about this. Once I got home, my oldest son, he's gotten into watching The Simpsons this year, and he really wanted to see what some of the old Simpsons looked like because he's seen clips of them on YouTube. So I watched the episode, you know, like from season one from The Simpsons on there. So that was really fun and pretty neat to see my oldest son kind of be like, oh, wow, this is what it was like back then. So that was a lot of fun. What else did we watch? Oh, of course, the thing I wanted to watch most when I got home, had a really long day of work today, by the way, for those of you who don't, you know, you're just finding out about me from this show. I work for the post office, and as you can imagine, it is a busy time of year. So really long day for me today. But, you know, I knew once I got home, I was going to be able to watch Star Wars The Mandalorian. We watched that first episode that is out now. My goodness, I think I'm really going to like this show. It really feels like Star Wars to me. I think they really nailed the look of everything. They did a good job with the tone of the show. I'm excited to see where it goes. I don't know exactly what to make of the first episode. I know I liked it, but, you know, I don't know what to expect going forward. So I'm actually really excited about it because it was good, and I'm expecting it to be good because this is something that they pushed really hard in their advertisement for Disney Plus, right? They've been pushing the trailer for it. I mean, they did a trailer for it, a special look during Monday Night Football. You know, they really want people to be hooked into Disney Plus by this show. And for me, yeah, I'm gonna be hooked watching it. I'm gonna be following this series for sure. It's a good one. But that's what we've watched so far. But I mean, just again, as examples, other things you can watch right away: Avengers Endgame. We have Avatar. Now that's something I'm really excited. So for me, I'm not like the biggest Avatar fan, but I remember when it first came out, it was pretty groundbreaking to, you know, for the time when it came out. None of my kids have seen Avatar yet. So now that it's just, boom, it's right there. It's available for me to watch whenever. I'm sure I'm going to sit down with my kids sometime and watch this because it's a good movie. And then, you know, some other great movies I know my kids are going to be watching, you know, I'll be able to put on for them anytime. Frozen, hello. I mean, that's huge. Toy Story 3, you know, all the Star Wars movies. And you know what I love about that? Again, here I was over talking about the Mandalorian. So you guys have already figured out by now that I'm a huge Star Wars nerd. Well, I love that we have the Star Wars collection available in 4K. Hello? I mean, this is really cool because last Christmas, they had some really good deals on TVs, and I didn't really think we needed to upgrade our TV, but my wife really wanted to, and, you know, it wasn't that hard to talk me into it, so she was able to talk me into it, and we ended up getting, I don't know, I can't even remember what it's like, a 65-inch 4K TV. And I'll tell you what, I am excited. We watched The Mandalorian already. I'm excited to watch the original Star Wars movies, you know, tuned up into 4K. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited for that. It's going to be so good. I'm so glad that I have that TV now. Captain Marvel is on here. Up is one of my favorite. The Lion King, Moana, I mean, so many good things that you're going to be able to watch right away. I'm so excited for this, guys. I want to know, now that we do have Disney Plus available to us, I told you what I watched first right away, what my family watched first right away. I want to know, day one, what were you guys watching on Disney Plus? Did you have any problems with the Disney Plus fail going on? Or were you like me? Did you get lucky and not have any problems all day long? Guys, you know, reach out to us. I would love to hear from you guys. We have an email that you can email, disneyontheplusside@gmail.com. We also have a Twitter @theplussidepod. And, you know, let me know again, what are you watching on this first day, or, you know, even in this first week? Because I'm planning on just doing this podcast on a weekly basis. So, you know, what are you watching right now? What have you watched day one, and what are you watching throughout the week? I'm really excited to know. I'm really excited for Disney Plus. It's already worth the investment to me. Alrighty, guys, until the next episode, we'll see you on the plus side.